Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, there's no live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos this weekend, but we'll be back before you know it with a racing program that you'll surely love on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. The upcoming Winter Derby will showcase many of the West Coast's top sophomores, led by fastest qualifier and multiple Grade 1 finalist Dudok Cartel. And on Valentine's Day, how appropriate would it be for SM, My Valentine, to win the Winter Derby? He's one of the top contenders for this race. Plus, SG Jacob J and seven other top sophomores will race in this Grade 1 Derby. And how about night racing's best bets? The Los Alamitos Pick Fours. Our most recent early Pick Four had a season's best pool of nearly $200,000. And the late Pick Four pool was close to $107,000. Live nighttime racing returns on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. Plus, we're open daily for simulcast racing. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us on Super Bowl Sunday. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830. You can catch us live on air here in Metro LA, all of Orange County, into San Diego at AM 830, live and archived at thoroughbredla.com. So much to talk about. Got a number of guests coming on in this hour. Top agent Brian Beach going to be joining us. He represents Kazushi Kimura. They have seven mounts today, all of them live. By the way, Flavion Pratt, top rider coast to coast, is on five today at Santa Anita. Today is day number 25 of the Champions Meet, which began the day after Christmas. If you're going racing today, get going, because first post time early, Super Bowl Sunday at 11 a.m. An upset in yesterday's Derby prep at Santa Anita, the Robert B. Lewis. It was taken by the Bob Baffert-trained Plutarch with newly arrived Florent Garou, who's now represented by Matt Nakatani. They got it done, pressing the early pace, taking the lead, holding off a really tenacious Intrepido at 4-1. You got a 10-20 mutual. He was one of three Baffert trainees. The most favored Desert Gate broke from the rail, 6-5. And I know Bob was saying after the race the horse didn't break well. Boy, you look at the replay, just my opinion, I maybe he broke just a little bit slow. But to me, if he's good enough, he gets it done. He did not. And I think there certainly are distance concerns with Desert Gate. I thought the best three-year-old performance in the country yesterday came from the Todd Pletcher-trained and Irad Ortiz-ridden Renegade. They knocked down yesterday Sam Davis at Tampa Bay Downs and did it pretty impressively. Going to be talking to Jonathan Hardoon at length about that. It is Super Bowl Sunday. I know Brian Beach going to have a lot to say about it. He's a big Seahawks fan. We've got Billy Kilmer, who guided the Redskins to an NFC Championship victory in 1972 and then was on the wrong end of a 14-7 score at the hands of the 17-0 Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl VII way back January 1973 here in the LA Memorial Coliseum. Without any further ado, let's get back to an ice-cold New York and say hello to, we sure hope, a red-hot handicapper, Jonathan Hardoon, on behalf of the Rags and Cheats. John, good morning. How cold is it back there?
It's cold, Mike. It's 1 degrees. Jeez. Without the wind chill. So one. We're at one today.
Unreal. And, of course, racing canceled at the Big A this weekend. This is really something. Just an extended ice box. We talked before we came on air, John. You reside up in Saratoga Springs. You told me you've got a generator up there. It's functional, but it ain't enough.
No, the Wi-Fi went out, the cable went out, so I headed south, back to Long Island. I didn't want to deal with it, Mike.
Right, and the roads are passable, though. I mean, they're very good at that sort of thing in New York.
Yeah, not Manhattan anymore since we got the new mayor. There's garbage all over the place, and they haven't finished plowing the streets. But
really?
That's what they voted for. So this isn't a political show, so we'll keep it to horses.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it to horses. John, a lot of things going on. First of all, your take on the three-year-old situation yesterday, coast to coast, your thoughts?
Well, the horse that won the Sam Davis ran very well. That was a Pletcher horse. It was coming off of a layoff. His name is Renegade. He was last seen running as a two-year-old. The problem is he really didn't beat much in that field. Again, you can only fight who they bring to the fight, and he had an easy time of it off of the layoff. Irad Ortiz for Pletcher, and, you know, Pletcher lost Ted Naffy, but he had nearly win last week, and now he has another one in this one.
Yeah.
So he's loaded like usual, but I don't think we saw the Derby winner yesterday. Not on the East Coast anyway.
Yeah, well, come on out here. What about the results of the Bob Lewis and the way the race was run, John?
I have to tell you, I love the horse that ran second, and I still like him. The horse that Mullins sent
Intrepido.
Out. Yeah, and Trev, I mean, he ran his heart out. He was making his first start back since the Breeders' Cup, and he didn't stop, Mike. He just kept going and going and going, and congratulations to Baffert and to Florent Giroux getting his first win out here since he relocated for the time being, temporary, I guess. But at least it was a big race, and, you know, maybe he'll get some extra notice for that because he put a terrific ride on that horse, and it was the longest of the three Bafferts. And you're right, the rail horse, Mike, had no excuse. Maybe he was off a tinge slow, but there was no excuse for him. He just didn't fire.
Hey, John, the guys on the FanDuel set going into the race, the Bob Lewis yesterday, which was the eighth of nine, they were really raving about the physicality of Secured Freedom, how he looked in the paddock, how he went to the gate. He was ridden by Kazushi Kimura. He was up to take third by a nose over Desert Gate. I like the way he kicked in late. I mean, it was nothing real flashy. He did gallop out, I thought, pretty well. But, I mean, he was well beaten, about four lengths and change. I think there's some upside there with Secured Freedom.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, these are lightly raced horses. So what did he have? He had two career starts going into the race. It was his first time going long. He was breaking from an outside post. You know, you can't take nothing away from that performance. He ran well. He's got plenty of upside.
John, a couple of other stakes yesterday at Santa Anita wanted to mention. The Dwayne Lucas, formerly the Santa Monica. I think Dwayne won the Santa Monica like six times. Bob Baffert, boy, they just laid over the field with Splendora. Much, much the best. A five-year-old mare, she got a 96 buyer under Juan Hernandez. Very impressive win, John.
she's gotten really good, Mike. Her last four, three or four races, she earned like a six on the sheets in each one of those races, and she's just getting better. You know, not often horses get better with age, but this one is getting better. Again, she's young enough, and who knows? She's really got a bright future ahead of her.
And John, I enjoyed the post-race interview following the ninth and final yesterday. That was three-year-old fillies in the Sweet Life Stakes. That was run, you know, down the hill at about 6.5 furlongs. Doug O'Neill light one up for Janie Buss, sister of Jeannie, sister of Jimmy, who we all know through the Lakers, through horse racing, and, of course, their dad, Dr. Jerry Buss, the late Dr. Jerry Buss. But light one up, impressive down the hill under Antonio Fresu. Good to have him back in the fold. She won off by 2 3/4 lengths, and I'll tell you what, she paid $14.80, and you see the benefit of a big field with some depth, 11 of them, and you got a $14.80 mutual there on the winner.
And she was making her first start from early two-year-old. She ran really big in her first start on the dirt. Yesterday was her first try on the grass. It was also Hamika's first try on the grass. How many times in a stake race do you see two horses trying turf for the first time in a field of 11, run 1-2? Not often. But listen, you got Baffert, you got O'Neill, so, and you got good prices if you like them.
Exactly. Hey, you know, a lot has been made of 7-year-olds running 1-2-3 in a big stake recently. Well, Dan Blacker did it yesterday with a horse that was supposed to win, El Potente, and then Thunder Road at even money. But to me, you know, we take a lot of hits and so on in this game, but horsemanship on display. I mentioned Splendora, a 5-year-old mare. Here's El Potente at the top of his game at age 7. He wins easy at even money under Hector Berrios yesterday.
That was as easy a win as you're going to see, Mike, especially on the turf. You know, a lot of times turf races comes down and there's four or five horses on the wire. This horse was in no doubt from the get-go, and he took him gate to wire and another terrific performance. Another short field, unfortunately. By the way, Mike, today the Clock of Corner Stakes used to be coming down the hill. I guess they changed it to six furlongs on the flat, right? On the grass, anyway.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Steve Martinelli in the racing office Friday morning about it, and he said, this may not be just a conscious decision. It was, you know, originally run down the hillside. By the way, we don't have anything down the hill today. It should be, in my opinion, down the hill. It's 6 furlongs out of the turf chute. But apparently, you know, we had that big disaster with COVID and everything. We had a problem with Arms Runner, and then there was a hiatus with running races down the hill. I think that may all have factored into it, but I think this race, it should get back to the hill. It's just a better race. That is Santa Anita, that hillside course.
Absolutely. It's their staple, Mike. I mean, COVID, they're blaming COVID for this race run?
Well,
this doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, Mike.
There were changes at that time.
Fine. Yeah. Well, guess what? It's over with. Let's change it back to the way it should be.
I agree. Now, listen, the Las Virgenes is now a listed stake, but we still got some good fillies in here. It is still an Oaks Prep, Santa Anita, and then hopefully Knockwood, Kentucky. You know, we've got a 3-5 favorite in Explora. Juan Hernandez, Bob Baffert, no question. She's going to be very tough in there.
And it's an embarrassment, Mike. It's a four-horse field on a Sunday afternoon in Santa Anita. We got to do better, Mike. Four horses, I guess they get points also, don't they?
I don't know, John. I started out glass half full, and then you came in and knocked it off the table, damn it. Anyway. John, listen, the Big A shut down. Where do you want to go for your hour one radio selection?
Okay, I guess you're chasing me off the air after
No.
I'm only kidding. Let's go to Gulfstream and look at race number 6, a mile on the turf. And I really like the number 10 horse in here, Ice Chocolat. This is an 8-year-old gelding from the red-hot Mark Cassie barn. This barn is winning, Mike, coast to coast at a ridiculous a percentage. Anyway, riders switch today to Irad Ortiz, number 10, Ice Chocolat, wins today's 6th race out at Gulfstream Park.
6th race, number 10, Ice Chocolat, going to be the Rags and Sheets play of the day. And, John, before we get to coordinates on the website, I've got Ray Pollock on deck here. We're going to talk about the CAW situation. And, you know, we had some unbelievable betting. I believe it was Thursday at Aqueduct, correct?
First race at Aqueducts, someone bet 100. Well, the CAWs bet 180,000 on the two horse, pushing a 1-5 up to 4-1, and a 13-1 shot down to 3-5. So why they did it, nobody knows.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, so either they were playing, doing something offshore or whatever it was. I don't have the right explanation. I don't know, but NYRA now backed up that latest mandate on CAW to February 11th, I believe. They're updating their tote system. My question is, it's 2026. Don't you think the tote system should be upgraded by now somewhere?
Well, no question. Well, listen, I'm glad I got Ray Batten clean up here. He'll come in and answer all questions, I hope. Let's talk about the website, jonhardwon.com. What's there and how much, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections. By the way, Mike, before I hang up, the hunch play of the day, the first race at Oakland today, the number 7 horse, Joe Willie is his name. Joe Willie.
Oh, my God. Number 12 with the Jets. He called the shot.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, he did, back in 1969.
Yes, he did, against the Baltimore Colts, Earl Morrill, and then John Unitas. Wow, long time ago. Hey, John, thanks. Can't wait to get you back on the end of the show. We'll bring you out to Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, as mentioned, we're going to say hello to Ray Pollock. I think he's in Las Vegas right now. We'll find out. Hey, Ray, good morning. Where are you?
Good morning. I am in Las Vegas. I decided to make the trip over from Del Mar for Super Bowl weekend, so
great.
Watch the Super Bowl here.
And Bruce Finkelstein will attest to the fact you're on the ground up there.
I had a nice meeting with Bruce yesterday at the Red Rocket. First time I'd met him, and it was we had a great time.
A class act. Hey, Ray, let's talk. You heard John and I back and forth there a little bit. Some really unusual, I don't understand the betting, and we're all skeptics in this game if you've been around a while. What do you think? Maybe the betting was designed to point out some flaws in the CAW restrictions. Where did the money come from? Explain it if you can. This past Thursday at Aqueduct.
Well, I don't have all the answers, but and part of the reason is because the whole CAW thing is a mystery. We don't know who they are exactly. We don't know exactly how they operate. But I think there's more than a coincidence that these major bets were made in the first race on the first day that NYRA put these guardrails in place.
Thank you.
Shutting them off at 1 minute to post.
Yeah.
So I think all of the CAWs had to go into their computer programs or algorithms and make some changes into how the bets were going to be placed. So I think what happened in the first race is somebody's program went haywire.
Really?
This is not the way a CAW player operates.
It's crazy.
180,000, whatever the exact amount was, onto a horse to win that was 9-2 in the morning line before scratch. So
and got off 3-5. I think it was 182,000, Ray.
Yeah, it was. I've got the exact amount here, but 182,442, and a couple of other bets made at the same time. What happened as a result was, this horse was way over bet. The exacta looked like it came up short because I think the runner up in the race was because of the weird odds. It was 111-1. So you can't even use the old formula of trying to figure out if an exacta paid, the right amount or was short or long. So there were just a lot of questions that came out of it. And I think, and, there's some information on this, that a CAW player's program went haywire. Because that's not how they operate. They look for value, and there's no value in betting a horse that's 9-2 down to odds on.
And Ray, I should broaden this out a little bit. This is inside baseball. Those of us in horse racing should explain that CAW is computer-assisted wagering. And we have really not that big a number, a select group of what are known as whales. These are people that bet incredible amounts of money. They are heavily rebated. Joe Sixpack doesn't have access to this kind of an edge at all. And they unfortunately are now a big, big part of the business plan. But explain, if you can, what NYRA is trying to do by cutting off, I believe it's all CAW wagering at 1 minute to post. It had been Wynn wagering at 2 minutes to post. That's what's in effect here in California right now.
Yeah, NYRA was the first to put any kind of guardrails up, and that was on Wynn bets and pick six and the late pick five. I think they're not able to play at all. But Wynn bets are cut off 2 minutes to post, or I think it's actually three when these bets were made last Thursday. But, you know, it's again, it's a mystery. Nobody knows exactly what the NYRA. David O'Rourke, the CEO at the Arizona Symposium last December, said, we're going to further restrict them. We're going to cut them out of all pools at 1 minute to post. Because, you know, while NYRA had those late odd swings that you see at other tracks, there were still big swings in the exactives, and players the retail players were not happy with what they were seeing. So David O'Rourke is you know, taking the lead on this. No other track is doing this yet, cutting them off at 1 minute to post.
Yeah.
They shut it down last Friday because they felt they needed to do some, quote, technical upgrades or total system. But when they resume racing on Wednesday, it is supposed to be back in effect.
Okay.
And by then, you would assume that the CAW players will have adjusted their own computer programs and algorithms.
And Ray, I don't know if you agree or not, but to me, this is one of the things, a glaring case where a national commissioner could come in handy. To me, there ought to be a level playing field nationwide instead of a track somewhere saying with a wink and a nod, hey, we'll take your action right up till they leave the gate. This, for the sake of our long-term survival, this should be done. That said, as I said last week, Ray, I think you'd agree with this, we're at a point now, the way everything's structured, the amount of money these folks wager, the percentage of the overall handle, we can't just shut them out. There's no way.
Yeah, and when you adjust what they pay for a host fee, you know, that's one of the things that tracks all try to do, is charge them as much as they possibly can without losing their business. Well, that hasn't really, I don't think that's worked. We'll see what the effect is at NYRA once they do shut them out of all pools at minute to post.
Yeah.
It shouldn't kill them, because they want to make their bets based on, you know, what they see as value at the last second. This is going to give retail players a chance to make a bet in the last minute and actually know relative to pretty much what they would get if they haven't bet. So this is helpful. I wish more tracks would do it. You know, this is – tracks compete with each other.
Yeah.
This is not a league. And so, you know, if Oakland feels they can scoop up some more of the CAW players by doing nothing – or Tampa or Gulfstream. That's one thing. Del Mar and Santa Anita, I know, have done the win bet cutoffs at 2 minutes. But, you know, is that enough? I don't think so. I think they need to follow NYRA's lead.
Right. Well, for whatever it's worth, I agree with that. I was of the belief, though, that Oakland wasn't taking the CAW money. Is that not correct?
Oh, is that right? Well,
I've been told that.
Go back, Jack.
Yeah.
You can obviously tell just by watching a race. When the final odds come up after the money comes in, I mean, the CAW win swings, as we saw in California, were just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why we saw Del Mar pounce on it. They waited a little bit, 2 weeks into the meet.
Yeah.
I give them credit for that. Ray, you mentioned it's Super Bowl Sunday. You're in Vegas. I know. It's painful, but your beloved Bears haven't been there since winning it in 1985. Do you have a strong take on the Super Bowl this year?
You know, I hate to bet the chalk, but I think the Seahawks are going to cover. And I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than high. These are not superstar quarterbacks on either team. And I think both coaches will have conservative game plans.
Do you think the line will go to five? It seems like there's just so much money I'm hearing in Vegas on the Seahawks. Are the houses, are they kind of waiting till the last minute to get it to 5 points? What do you think?
I hope not, because I haven't made my bet yet.
Yeah.
I hope it stays 4.5. But is there a big difference? I don't know. I mean, 4.5 to 5, it doesn't seem that big of a difference.
Trivia question. I know you were a young lad. The Bears won the 1964 NFL championship.
63.
A few years before the Super Bowl. Thanks for correcting me, Ray. George Allen was the defensive coordinator for George Halas. Who was the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears NFL champions in 1963?
Number 9, Billy Wade.
Bingo!
Is that all you got?
And who was their starting middle linebacker? He played his last year with the Rams in 66.
Good God, it was before Butkus, I guess.
Yeah.
Fortunato?
Went to Duke University. He's a Hall of Famer, and Butkus followed him. Bill George.
Bill George, of course.
Yeah. And the Browns were NFL champions with Jim Brown in 64. So thanks for correcting me. Ray, always a pleasure. Encourage folks, go to the Pollock Report, one of the big news aggregators in our game. Ray, thank you so much.
Take care, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to take quick time out. Coming back with John Lindo. No racing tonight at Los Alamitos. They are, of course, open for simulcast action. Orlando Gutierrez is sleeping in with family. Going to tee it up today. Have a great Super Bowl. So we've got Brian Beach, top agent for Kazushi Kimura, coming on in his stead. Billy Kilmer, the legendary Billy Kilmer, top of the next hour. Stay with us.
That's why they call me.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's
Chemo's is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Los Angeles. Listen, folks, before we get to John Lindo, I want to be sure to let you know about the data eel. And this is a great day to employ it because you got a lot of people maybe playing the races that don't ordinarily do it, but they're throwing Super Bowl parties and they're mixing some racing in. By the way, early first post at Santa Anita of 11 a.m. If you are a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the data eel. Data eel is horse racing simplified. The data eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use data eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The data eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. So go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now, we go to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Doing well. I just kind of wish I was up in Vegas. You know, it's just, it's a great time to be up there, a great day to be there for the Super Bowl. A lot of people in town, and I know the South Point is brimming. I want to read you something from Steve Johnson. He says, Mike, and of course he runs the race book there at the South Point, said the total opened at 46. It's now 45.5. I bet the Seahawks -4.5. So given the year I've had on air, that means the Patriots will be the first franchise with 7 Super Bowl wins, end quote, Steve Johnson.
Well, I tell you what, the line this morning went Seahawks -5. As soon as it did, it came back down to 4.5. So
wow.
That seems to be where the number is going to settle. But there's been a lot of Seattle money out in Las Vegas.
No question about it. They got a great defense. There's a lot of ways to look at the game. Drake May, that MVP, I don't remember, and I'm sure I'm remiss, but I don't remember the MVP voting being as close as it ended up being. And, of course, it was Matt Stafford getting the nod the other night over Drake May, who had just a phenomenal season.
Oh, he was unbelievable. He's come along so fast. And it didn't hurt to have pick up a coach like Mike Vrabel who can take advantage of that. And two really good defensive teams here. It's going to be an interesting game. Just I got to think they're going to try and keep this game tight from the start and see what happens from there.
Well, I kind of want to keep my own personal powder dry. I got Brian Beach coming on next. But I think Seattle, that defense, they're going to come out like just a bunch of wild dogs, man. I mean, they are going to be aggressive. And I know it's two different teams, but you think of Seattle against Denver a few years back. That game was over early. I don't think it's going to be over early at all, but I really believe Seattle's defense is going to be very, very aggressive early on, try and impose their will, which is what defenses try to do.
Yeah, and their front four is really, really good. So, again, it's going to be a game of adjustments. And, if you're looking for different props to play, I think there's 6 pages of Super Bowl props there in the South Point race book.
Right.
So if you're not looking, you're not trying.
And back to the South Point, folks, that toll-free number to call. Give Steve Johnson a call and confirm that on-air quote that I just cited. Toll-free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. That's the number to call for Steve Johnson in the race book at the South Point. John, we talk a lot about cowbreds, and you kind of want to highlight a couple of them in today's Clocker's Corner, which is an open race for older horses at 6 furlongs on turf.
Right, just to highlight what's happening. 2 cowbreds in the Clocker's Corner today. That's 6 furlongs on the flat course, turf course at Santa Anita. You got Flyover for John Sadler coming out of the Joe Hernandez down the hill. And you've got Irish Royalty coming off a big cowbred allowance race. They take on the Open Company today, so best of luck to both of those cowbreds, and we'll see where they stack up. It's a good field, pretty evenly matched field, too.
Who do you like in there, John? I'm going to get a little bit greedy here.
I think there's a lot of speed. You know, you look at horses like Flyover, and who was on a just really, really fast pace down the hill last time, and Irish Royalty went wire to wire and Speedboat Beach. You got to think it's at least going to be contested. I think Sumter, who won the Joe Hernandez, or ran second in the Joe Hernandez last time, he ran a winning race with Flavian Pratt. Pratt is back in town today, so he keeps them out. It ought to set up for him as well again today. And a horse on the outside on the comeback, number 7, Virat, he always runs well fresh. He loves the Santa Anita turf course. And the way the race shapes up, maybe he falls into a good stocking trip from the outside, and he's 10-1, so... Maybe yep. Sumter from way back and Virat at a price.
And Sumter gets that guy Flavian Pratt. He was aboard for the second place finish in the Joe Hernandez. And by virtue of that, he's got easily the best last out buyer. He got a 97 in running second in the Joe Hernandez. John, I also want to talk about Legacy Ranches. You know, I was up there about 3 weeks or so ago. And Forbidden Kingdom's first crop, they're hitting the ground up there now. I know... Terry Knight, the farm manager, is extremely busy. Any farm manager this time of the year is very busy. But so many reasons to go to LegacyRanch.com and take a look at their stallion roster. Take a look at everything they offer, top to bottom, left to right, as they say, from conception to the starting gate. It's an absolutely beautiful farm, and it's run that way.
Well, it is, and their stallion barn is full this year. You've got Om, Clubhouse Drive, who's been a staple there for a long time.
Yep.
You talked about Forbidden Kingdom. His new first foals are hitting the ground, and Tam Miranda has come over to stand his first year there. So you've got a lot to choose from. You'll love the facility. You know they're going to get top care with Terry Knight, and it really is a great place to raise a horse and get him to the races.
And, John, you know, Om, you mentioned he's new to Legacy. He's going to be represented by the Cowbred Flyover. In today's Clocker's Corner, he's going to get the services of Florent Garou and John Sadler, the trainer here. And, hey, they're live here at 5-1, so it's interesting. A great stallion roster up there at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. Encourage folks, go to their website and see for yourself what we're talking about. John, enjoyed you and Bob Icke on air yesterday. Before we get a selection from you, I want to know which way you're leaning in the Super Bowl.
I'm like the other guys. I think Seattle beat a really good Rams team, and I thought the winner of that race would come back and win the winner of that game.
That's right.
And win the Super Bowl.
Perfect.
And so I'm just going to follow the Seahawks as well, and looking forward to it, and we'll see what happens there. But, you know, if Steve Johnson has not been great at football, then you don't want my opinion either.
All right, let's go horses. Who do you like on the 9-race card today at Santa Anita?
I'll go down to the 9th and final today. In the 9th race, my number 7, Genius Jimmy, had a brutal trip last time going a mile. Might have been best. Mile and 8th today, that's a better distance for him. He's tactical. And with a clean trip at 4-1 on the morning line, I think he can turn the tables. Race number 9 at Santa Anita, number 7, Genius Jimmy.
Okay, thanks so much, John. Good luck today.
All right, same to you. Best of luck.
You bet. Now we'll get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Agent Brian Beach. As you know, he represents jockey Kazushi Kimura, and we can tell you this, through 24 racing days at the current meet, he's got 19 wins, just one behind the leader, Juan Hernandez. Hey, Brian, good morning. Congrats. It really looks like things are coming together for you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, we're having a good meet so far, and just, every day is a new day, so hoping to do as best we can and keep the momentum going.
Talked a few minutes ago with Jonathan Hardoon about the horseshoe jock road for Tim Yachtin in yesterday's Robert B. Lewis, an important prep to the Santa Anita Derby. Secured Freedom. I know he was well beaten, but he was finishing, Brian. He galloped out well. Did your jock have anything to say about the way he ran, in his opinion?
Yeah, no, he liked the education that he got in there. He didn't like the outcome, but
right,
the first turn was kind of a problem. He kind of took a step to the right coming out of the gate.
Everybody was bunched up,
Brian.
Yeah,
the first turn. Yeah, exactly. So he kind of thought maybe they would string out down the backstretch and go a little faster, and they never did. So
yeah,
he just kind of had to tuck him in and stay where he was. And so first time around, two turns. You know, I think he got a lot out of it, and Kazushi's, was pretty confident that the next time going a little bit further, he's going to be pretty tough.
Interesting. Hey, Brian, you're on 7 live mounts today. I don't want to talk about all of them. I want to right now drill down a little bit on the Super Bowl, and I know you like to play. Full disclosure, you're from the Northwest. You grew up in Spokane, and you're a big Seahawks fan. But tell us what the Seahawks, to me, they got to try and protect Sam Darnold like they did against the Rams in the NFC Championship game. If they do that, I mean, Sam was – he was awesome, accurate, very, very disciplined. But your thoughts on the Seahawks, the key to victory for them?
I actually think the key to victory is on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
The Seahawks defense has been stellar all year long. The one little area they've had a little bit of problem with is mobile quarterbacks. They use that four-man defensive front and really don't blitz a lot. So sometimes that creates an opening up the middle, maybe for a design run or even a scrambling quarterback. So that's the one little area that I'm concerned about. But, I heard something this morning as I was driving into the track on VSiN, which I listen to a lot. Brett Musburger's gambling network. And they had an interesting statistic that their researchers had come up with. The Seahawks had played one of the top two most difficult schedules of any Super Bowl team in history.
Really?
To get there. And that the Patriots had played one of the top two worst, weakest schedules on the way to the Super Bowl. So I think that, they're pretty battle-tested and having played the Niners and the Rams twice each this year, I think pretty much sets them up for a big, big effort today.
I'm pretty much agreeing with that, but a little bit of devil's advocate, that similar things were said about Belichick's 6 Super Bowl championships there in Foxborough. They said, well, that division was weak all those years and they had the home field advantage in this net. Well, when it came time for the big money, they got it done, as you know, Brian.
No, I know, but that also, I think, they had an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
I think the lack of experience on the other side could actually, be a factor as well. So.
All right, Brian, let's talk about a few of your mounts today, if you don't mind. You got Sorrento Sky for Phil D'Amato in the Clocker's Corner. That goes as the 7th today. Your thoughts?
We like Sorrento Sky. Kazushi's ridden him before, and he worked him the other day. Thought he worked really well, and we're expecting a big effort today out of him. It's kind of a wide open race in my opinion. So
yeah.
I think it's going to come down to the kind of trip you get.
I want to backtrack a little bit, and I hope Steve Miotti doesn't get upset because we're talking about his horse, but his horse isn't in for a tag. So to me, Delmar Jerry, number 9 in race 5, is fair game. This horse has been protected since Miotti took him 7 starts back for 25, protected again today in this starter allowance. Your thoughts on Delmar Jerry's chances going a mile on grass, first time with Kazushi?
I like him today. I think the break and the gate are the key to his race today. He gets a little, kind of antsy in there. So sometimes he doesn't break the best. And I think, if he has a good break and he gets right in the race, then I think it'd be tough.
Last question, Brian. To me, this is the kind of race, the 4th, that is hard on handicappers, and we see it around the nation, all these different conditions. Your mount, teeing off number three, comes off a win for 16,000 non-winners of two races lifetime. You take what appears to be a double drop in class down to 10, but it's a non-winners of three races lifetime. You're 3-1 on the morning line. I'd just like you to address the class situation. Is this that big a drop? No, why not, and so on?
I think it is a drop. Otai Boy is the horse that ran second the other day. I think he'll be tough right back in that same race, you know, for 16, never win two the next time. And I think both of those horses, I think they faced a little better competition than the horses that have been running in these 10s. But, you know, there's a few other droppers in here, too, that are coming out of those races. So, you know, I would say the biggest concern I would have is just kind of the quick comeback here. You know, he just raced a couple weeks ago, and sometimes that might catch up with him. But this is the right spot, and whether it's 10 or 16, they're pretty much all their same friends.
We don't need the – this horse teeing off ran on January 23rd. The Seahawks just ran on January 25th, Brian.
Yeah.
Thanks for laughing.
No, I know. Yeah. Well,
hey Brian,
hopefully it works for both.
We've talked about this before, but your high school baseball coach played for the Angels back in the early 60s. And tell us about him. He's no longer with us, but I know he was a big part of your early development.
Yeah, Jack Spring. He was involved in the Lou Brock trade as well. He was just like, a guy like me, how fortunate could you be to be
a catcher?
I was a catcher coming up through baseball, and to have a major league pitcher like him with all of his knowledge and experience.
Your high school coach.
Coach me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my high school coach.
Amazing.
I think I got the best kind of instruction and experience, knowledge every day on an everyday basis that you could possibly get. Too bad my talent didn't match up to it,
you and me both. Well,
he was an awesome guy, and just sort of like love listening to his stories. And
right, I'm sure he had a ton of them. Jack Spring, a right-hander out of the bullpen here for the Halos,
yes,
many, many years ago. Brian Beach, thanks so much. Good luck with Kazushi Kimura today. I'd wish you luck with the Seahawks, but I think I'm going to go ahead and take the points. Thanks so much, man.
All right, Mike.
I appreciate it. We'll take one final timeout this hour. We're heading to New York. Going to check in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. I think he's coming west for a selection at Santa Anita. Early first post today, 11 a.m. Stay with us, folks.
Rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the...
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Horse racing fans, there's no live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos this weekend, but we'll be back before you know it with a racing program that you'll surely love on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. The upcoming Winter Derby will showcase many of the West Coast's top sophomores, led by fastest qualifier and multiple Grade 1 finalist Dudot Cartel. And on Valentine's Day, how appropriate would it be for SM, My Valentine, to win the Winter Derby? He's one of the top contenders for this race. Plus, SG Jacob J and seven other top sophomores will race in this Grade 1 Derby. And how about night racing's best bets? The Los Alamitos Pick Fours. Our most recent early Pick Four had a season's best pool of nearly $200,000. And the late Pick Four pool was close to $107,000. Live nighttime racing returns on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. Plus, we're open daily for simulcast racing. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Southland.
Back. Final segment, hour one, Thurber, Los Angeles. Don't forget the great Billy Kilmer joins us to talk Super Bowl and much more. Just lost his good friend Sonny Jurgensen on Friday and another teammate, John Brody, a couple of weeks ago. Got a lot to talk about with number 17, and he'll be followed by Kurt Hoover, who's on assignment up in he's on the Oregon coast, I'm told, from his usual duties at FanDuel. Kurt's going to weigh in with his Super Bowl thoughts as well. And, of course, Andy Harrington, the guy with the stopwatch, will complete the first half hour. Right now we get to New York. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning. I just can't believe it keeps on staying this cold.
Negative 15-degree wind chill in Rockaway Beach right now. So,
really?
Yeah, we're not running today.
That's unreal. Negative 15
really
wind chill.
Yeah, it's nuts just how consistently cold it's been. And, yeah, it's one of those things all of us are dealing with in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and even stretching into the Midwest.
And it's kind of been a wrecking ball to the stakes program and everything else there at the Big A. What's the weather look like into the new week?
Well, it warms up a little bit. Wind is going to die down. We're going to get back to racing at Aqueduct on Wednesday, the 11th, and hopefully be able to have a full week of racing. Looks like we're out of the worst of the winter weather and hopefully warming up a little bit.
Matt, it's been low 80s, sunny out here in L.A. Who do you like at Santa Anita today?
Well, that's why I'm coming out to you.
I understand that.
I love this Las Virginis. I know it's only four horses, but I absolutely love the number one meaning.
Right.
This is a horse 7-2 on the morning line for trainer Michael McCarthy. When I saw her before the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies out at Del Mar, I was absolutely jaw-dropped by how physically impressive she is. It was only her second career start. I know ownership wanted to try to get another race in before that Breeders' Cup and just couldn't quite do it. But I think she is the goods, and the fact that Flavian Pratt has been jet-setting across the country and land in Santa Anita today to ride her, I think tells you all you need to know about the daughter of Gunrunner for Mike McCarthy. I think she's super talented, and no disrespect to Explorer and Super Corridora, who are outstanding horses as well. But I'll go with Meaning as the third choice in that race.
Yeah, we got three of the participants from that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. The winner, trained by John Sadler, Super Corridora, hasn't run since. You mentioned Explora. She was the beaten 3-2 favorite. She came back with a win here going 7/8 in the Santa Ynez on January 10th. Second race off the bench, but you say it's Meaning. Flavian Pratt aboard. You got to like that. 7-2 in a short field, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're going to give me that price on Meaning, I'm absolutely willing to assume that this is a filly that can move forward in only her third career start. I mean, she's still growing, developing, and again, the physicals were so impressive when I saw her. She's going to fill out beautifully, and I just think she's so good at this point. And even in a short field, I think she's going to sit really close to the pace, and I just like her a lot. And the fact that, again, Pratt, who was in Tampa Bay yesterday, Oak Lawn another day, is now flying out to Santa Anita, I think is a little bit of a giveaway.
Okay, good enough. Matt, we've blown past top of the hour. Last thing, are you laying it or taking it today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm taking the Seahawks all the way. That's what I'm doing.
So you're laying the 4.5 and taking the Seahawks.
Yep, absolutely.
Matt, all the best to you. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Have a great day, buddy. And we'll step aside real quick, like coming back strong, as we noted, with Billy Kilmer. Knows a thing or two about Super Bowls, and Kurt Hoover going to follow him off the bench from FanDuel. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to bregar at the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Horse racing fans, there's no live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos this weekend. But we'll be back before you know it with a racing program that you'll surely love on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. The upcoming Winter Derby will showcase many of the West Coast's top sophomores, led by fastest qualifier and multiple Grade 1 finalist Duda Cartel. And on Valentine's Day, how appropriate would it be for SM, My Valentine, to win the Winter Derby? He's one of the top contenders for this race. Plus, SG Jacob J and seven other top sophomores will race in this Grade 1 Derby. And how about night racing's best bets? The Los Alamitos Pick Fours. Our most recent early Pick Four had a season's best pool of nearly $200,000. And the late Pick Four pool was close to $107,000. Live nighttime racing returns on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. Plus, we're open daily for simulcast racing. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444. 486455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. And today, of course, the big event in the world is Super Bowl 60 up in Santa Clara. As advertised now, really an honor to be joined again on Super Bowl Sunday by a longtime friend, a legendary figure from the National Football League, a Pro Bowl quarterback with the Washington Redskins back in the 1970s. He led the nation in total offense as a senior at UCLA. Back in 1960, was subsequently drafted in the first round by the 49ers, and Billy Kilmer was part of a three-quarterback offense for part of that first season, along with John Brody and Bobby Waters. Went to the New Orleans Saints, had an incredible 17-year career. He joins us right now here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, Billy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well here. It's a little cold, but it's nice.
Yeah. Super Bowl 60, can you believe it?
No, I can't. Look back. That seventh Super Bowl was a long time ago.
Yeah, January of 1973. Billy, so much to talk about this morning. I did want to address the passing of, to me, one of the all-time greats, certainly from his era, I think any era, a guy you knew very well, you played with when you were in Washington, Sonny Jurgensen. He left us on Friday, I believe, at age 91. And then a couple of weeks prior to that, John Brody, with whom you played back in the early mid-60s with the 49ers. But talk about Sonny, if you can, Billy. He wasn't very big. People talked about his waistline, but man, watching him throw the football to me was just, it was like going to a virtuoso concert. He could do amazing things with the football. Am I right?
Oh yeah, he could. You know, the first time I ever saw Sonny was, I was in the college All-Star game back in 1961, and we were playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who had won the championship the year before. And Sonny was on that Eagle team, but he wasn't the quarterback. It was Norm Van Brocklin.
Right.
Van Brocklin retired and went to Minnesota as head coach. So Sonny was the starting quarterback. And that was his first game. He came in, and he threw three touchdown passes. But what was really good, we were rushing him, and he threw a ball behind his back to Pete Retzlaff, over on the side. I've never seen that done before. I mean, right. He threw it like you'd throw an overhand pass.
Right, right. And then, I mean,
he was amazing.
He led the league in yards so many times. I mean, he was head and head with Unitas for being recognized as the guy in the NFL back in that period of time. And you guys were very close. It was amazing. There was a rivalry there. He got hurt. You stepped in 71, then he got hurt again in 72. You stepped in, led him to the Redskins to an NFC Championship game victory over the Cowboys. But what was it about the chemistry between you two guys that it was not like a rivalry, really, between you? You were trying to help each other.
Yeah, we were. You know, Sonny had been in the league a number of years, And he never really won. I mean, he was with the Eagles, but he wasn't part of the team. He was a second-team quarterback. But when he got to the first team and everything, he never played for a winner, especially when he got traded to the Redskins. They never had great teams, you know. He was always throwing for a lot of yards, and they'd score 30 points and lose 34-30 or something like that.
Right.
And so when we got together and George Allen put together that team in 71, and he and I, you know, and I didn't know Sonny at all. I never met him before till I saw him at a practice, our first practice there we had at Georgetown University. And after we had our first practice, where I'm walking out, you know, never been in Washington, D.C. before, and Sonny walks out, and I said, Sonny, where is there a good beer around here? And he said, come on, get in here. I said, get in the car, kid. When he went to
he
a
knew.
Watering hole,
yeah.
And we've been together ever since.
and pushed the line on a few last calls, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the winner of this big game today in Santa Clara, they win something called the Lombardi Trophy. And I've watched a lot of film, old interviews with Sonny Jurgensen. NFL Films did a great thing on him. I'd encourage everybody to go to YouTube and just Google Sonny Jurgensen. Did you ever really see him play? And in that, he talked about coaching. And as you know, Billy, Sonny, I guess, could be a little irascible. He had his opinions, and him and George Allen, they clashed at times. That might have been to your benefit. But he said, you know, without a doubt, Vince Lombardi was the best coach he ever had. That wasn't until 1969. And he said, I finally had a coach, and he only had him 1 year, and they won that year, Billy.
Yeah, that's well. They won. They had a winning season.
Yeah, which they hadn't in a long time.
That's right. And then of course Coach Lombardi died.
Yeah.
That off season.
In 1970, they fell off again. Yeah.
Yeah, they did, and then George Allen took over in 71, and we knew that we had a good team, and we weren't going to mess it up by being. I should be playing, or I should. Or we didn't want to
prima donnas
tear the team apart,
right?
By having some kind of a little squabble, and we worked with each other. Whoever was playing, we tried to help each other out to whoever was playing, and that got along for 4 years.
We talk about coaching. That leads me to today. Mike Vrabel, a three-time Super Bowl champion, is an outstanding player with the Bill Belichick Patriots. He's now the head guy there with New England. And you got Mike McDonald, a new face on the scene. What an incredible job he's done with Seattle with their defense. I'm going to throw two numbers at you, Billy Kilmer, regarding coaching. 24 and 29. Billy, 24 is the number of assistants on the Patriots staff. 29 is the number of assistants on the Seahawks staff. Now, this encompasses strength and conditioning, assistant strength and conditioning, associate strength and conditioning, nutrition, everything else. But that's a far cry from what it was in your day, Billy.
Oh, man. in my rookie year, the 49ers, we only had four assistants plus the head coach. Red Hickey, and we didn't really the whole years I was in the NFL, which was 18 years. The most coaches that anybody ever had was maybe five or six assistants, and sometimes you can't even see the field because the assistants are right in front of you if you're on the bench.
Then you know that those numbers are real, 24 and 29. I was just staggered by that this morning. Billy, want to talk quarterbacks. That's your forte. Sam Darnold, man, you got to salute him. I became a huge fan of his when he stepped in at halftime quite a few years back. I think he was a junior. He was sitting second behind a kid that Clay Helton had pledged to start and play as a senior. They were getting beat up by Alabama. He came in at halftime, turned it around. They almost won. Then he led SC to a come-from-behind victory against Penn State in a Rose Bowl, and they were ranked number one. But, man, he's had some hard times. Drafted high by the Jets, bounced over to Carolina, no bueno. He was a backup with the 49ers. The Vikings did okay, but he's still throwing too many interceptions. And then this year, he just put it all together. We saw what he could do when protected against the Rams here a couple of weeks ago in the NFC Championship. Conversely, you got Drake May with New England. He had an incredible year at age 23 and just missed being the MVP, Billy. Your thoughts on these two quarterbacks coming into Super Bowl 60?
Well, in Darnold's case, one thing about him, boy, he never complained about anything. When he was with the Jets,
exactly,
he was taking all the heat. Not one word out of him. That's what I respect about a quarterback. He didn't make excuses. He didn't, he didn't worry about dropping balls and all that.
No,
he just let it go, and what you should do. As a quarterback, there's things you can't control. And so, you just got to do your job. And, boy, he has turned it around and has done a heck of a job, and especially in Seattle. They've given him some protection there. They got a good running game, and they got some good receivers. So, he's right where he should be.
And talk about Drake May, the season he had. The naysayers are saying, yeah, but when he's played better teams in the playoffs, hasn't been as good. Well, he was better in the AFC Championship game. I know the Broncos didn't have Bo Nix, But, Billy, you know, you've played in Denver. I don't know about in the winter, but that's a tough place to play anytime, let alone in a blizzard in the second half, and they got the job done. But your thoughts on Drake May and the keys for him today as a young guy stepping into this big spot?
Well, the thing about him is getting rid of the ball. You can't try to, you know, don't get caught or don't, because that defensive line is pretty darn good of Seattle. So they're going to be rushing. The big thing is if they could get some kind of running game to keep that defensive line on the line, and the best time to throw the ball is on first, because a lot of times you run on first down and the defense is prior, you know, geared to stop the run on first down. Well,
yeah.
I always, against Dallas, that was the best time to throw, was first down. I always got a lot of success throwing on first down. So that would be my way to go into the game. That would keep that defensive line honest. Then if you give them, you know, if you get behind, you know, don't try to catch up all at once, you know, play it cool and everything, and don't make mistakes. Don't give them the fumble, or, you know, the big fumble or interception. You know? Take care of the ball.
I want to take it back to the coach right here. You got a young quarterback, but man, you got a battle-tested, seasoned head football coach in Mike Vrabel with the Patriots, and you got Josh McDaniels, who's got six rings himself. You know, kind of co-pilot with Tom Brady. I think that kind of experience means a lot coming into a game of this magnitude.
There's no doubt about it. Both of them. Vrabel was a great player when he was with the Patriots. And, you know, and he was doing a good job in Tennessee. He must have got sideways with the owner there, because I don't know why they
unbelievable
fired him there. And
unbelievable.
That's great. New England's got a heck of a head coach, and they're going to be there from a long, I mean, for the years going through here. They're setting up to have a real good team for years to come. I don't like them today too much. I think the Seattle is too physical, too strong for them right now. Mm-hmm. And you're really not sure if May is physically healthy. You know, he's been sidelined with a shoulder problem. Yeah. It is his left one, but still, that could, you know, if you get hit just right, that could affect you too. So anyway, that's where the game's going to be, and I do like Seattle.
You're going to lay 4.5, Billy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I wish you were out here to wish we could all be up in Vegas enjoying the day. I want to give a shout-out to an old friend of yours. He's a good friend of mine. You played junior college football with him at Citrus College back, I think he was your tailback, around about 1957. Jerry McCabe, he told me he was going to listen this morning, just home from the hospital, and a great guy, and I know he's been close to you over the years, and he loves this game, Billy. So I just wanted to give our props to Jerry McCabe.
Yeah, Jerry's an old friend, because we went through high school and everything together. I just talked to him yesterday, and he said he's going to get out of the hospital. So God bless him, and I hope he keeps recovering.
And some good times up the canyon at the Rainbow Angling Club. Last thing, Billy Kilmer. What about John Brody? To me, as a kid, he was so strong. He could stand in there, take the heat. He wasn't real mobile, but he was a quarterback, a starting quarterback in any era.
Yeah, he was. John should be in the Hall of Fame. He's got all the numbers to do it. You know, he was just a great athlete, great golfer. He was a great friend. We played together for 6 years, and he helped me, you know, with some quarterbacking. I was the third team quarterback there at the end with the 49ers. So he and I got along real good.
Outstanding. Yeah, he won a tournament on the Champions Tour.
Yes,
so he could really play out of, out of Stanford.
He did it in Los Angeles,
Yep. At Rancho, that's right, here in L.A.
At Rancho,
Kilmer, you got a great memory, man. It's so good touching base with you. Let's don't wait till the Super Bowl next year. Hope to see you out here, certainly for Del Mar this summer, Billy.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to come down there, that's no doubt.
Gary Studi says you got a place to stay, Billy.
Well, that's great. tell Gary I'm going to take him up on it, okay?
Will do. Billy, all the best. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, pal.
All right, Billy Kilmer, one of the legendary figures from the NFL. Now we get up to the Oregon coast where it's always cold. I've only been there in the summer, but it was cold and the wind blowing near Lincoln City, I think. We say hello to Kurt Hoover from FanDuel. Hey, Kurt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I'm in Lincoln City, Oregon, on the coast, and it is Oregon weather. I'm looking out the backyard right on the bay here. It's foggy, rainy, windy, and chilly, Mike, but it's nice and warm inside here with some coffee and getting set for the Super Bowl this afternoon.
And, Kurt, I'm told there have been a number of shipwrecks going back a few hundred years off that coast, and I can believe it. There's a lot of outcropping rock, cold.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, it's a coast, but it's nothing like the California coast. It's two different worlds, and you look at the rocky coast. I'm looking out right now. You can see there's some rocks out in the coast here. The ocean's about a half mile from here. I can kind of see the ocean, but the bay is right in the backyard. And like, it's different weather, windy, chilly, and but boy, it's really nice. Nice place to spend some time.
Kurt, I salute you. Your first team All Pro vacations. I don't know how you do it, but you work them in, man. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, Mike, I think you realize the older you get, you want to spend some time doing some stuff you like and enjoying life. And I always tell people when we come up here, I've been up here about five or six times now, and my girlfriend's house is literally right on the coast. But Mike, it usually takes a day or two to get wound down. You know what I mean? You're used to the L.A., California, moving, going, working, doing stuff here. Like yesterday, we went to the casino and just hung out and had lunch and watched golf and watched basketball. It just you start winding down, and it's a different feel, right? It's just a different place up here, and it's really nice. And Mike, fortunately, the Indian casino is 5 minutes away, and they've got legal sports betting, real craps, and real blackjack. So there's plenty of opportunity to gamble up here.
Are they paying time and a half for the blackjack, 3-2?
Yeah, Mike, and it's the real craps. I played last night. It's not the one in California with the cards and all nonsense.
Yeah.
It's real craps. And funny, Mike, last night I was playing, my girlfriend played video poker. I was playing craps. I was luring Mike down to my last $20. And some kid went on an unbelievable roll to my left. And I built that bankroll back up and then smartly cashed out before we started pitching it in again. But you know how that game goes. It's win and lose fast.
I'm glad to hear it. I think the Greyhound still stops in El Monte. I used to catch it as a kid there at the old Legion Stadium. So Richie Valens played there back many, many years ago, you may know.
Anyway,
I think Greyhound still goes up there to the Oregon coast. We'll find out. Hey, Kurt. Well, you know, you're talking about different places. A place you also spend the majority of your time these days away from work is San Clemente. And there's been a number of stories I've seen the last few days talking to people that have known Sam Darnold since he's a kid. And you've run into a few of them at some of your stops here in San Clemente. And it's universal, a born leader, Kurt.
No question. Like, his parents still live there. About a mile or two from where my girlfriend lives, just before you get to the freeway. His parents still live there. And from being in town before we came up to Oregon, Mike, the last week or so, you talk about a town rooting for the Seahawks and Sam Darnold. Every place you go into, there's a local Italian food place there.
Yeah.
Signs, let's go Seahawks, Sam Darnold. I was in a place the other day having pizza and lunch, and one of the guys there played with him in high school. San Clemente's still kind of a small town place, and Sam Darnold's a hero there, Mike. He really, truly is. And then up here in Oregon, obviously there's no pro team, but the Seahawks are the team.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go up here in this casino, at the restaurants, people got Seahawks gear on. There's no Seahawks. I mean, it's a Seahawk city up here, too. So money's all in on Sam Darnold and the Seahawks, Mike. But you talk about San Clemente. He went to San Clemente High School, which is right by the freeway there before you get on, and I drive by it all the time. He is a hometown here, and I like what – first of all, Mike, I so enjoyed listening to Billy Kilmer. I hope to hook up with him again sometime soon. But hearing him talk about Sam Darnold and, you know, things players go through and the leaders kind of step forward after
Seeing Kurt, Billy went through that stuff, and I'm really cleaning up a whole lot of it. Terrible injury, you know, like his third year in the league and relegated. Hey, he never had, you know, an arm like Dan Marino. But I tell people he was a leader of men. And you heard what That's Billy it. Said. The way Sam, he's handled the adversity here in his career, never shown anybody up. He's handled it. You never see him complaining.
No.
He's an amazing guy.
And you can see that's why players play it for him, Mike, because you and I have talked about often. You can see when the guys like a Billy Kilmer don't have that leadership and how the players play for him. It's, sure, they got talent. You got to have talent to be at that level. But there are more talented quarterbacks. And you know, it's just that leadership you can't really replace. People forget, too, Mike, and it helps having a real coach. Are you talking about coaching? That helps so much.
Huge.
Darnold spent a year with the 49ers backing up Brock Purdy and being in that system. You know, he got to a Super Bowl. He didn't play in it, but he was a backup. And just being in those practices and learning from
100%.
A real coach, you know, it makes such a difference.
And, Kurt, he wasn't brooding and so on and so forth because he had been the guy. He's drafted, you know, way high just not that many years ago. But he took it all in. He learned. He got better.
And just got better. And, you know, and Serrano was some good players and a good defense. And, again, coaching. I keep coming back to coaching. Like, I was watching college basketball yesterday. You just see it in all sports. The difference it makes, what I call the real coaches, the coaches who know what they're doing and can out-coach the other guy. It's a pleasure to watch any sport, watching those guys.
And Kurt, they uplift the entire operation. You're in that huddle with 2 minutes left. I don't care if it's on the hardwood, if it's the NFL, if it's high school football, it means so, so much. That said, Kurt, I guess you're going to go ahead and lay the points, huh?
Yeah, Mike, I was talking about the game with several of my friends, and it seems too obvious, which scares me. As you know, in any sport,
I kept thinking the line was going to go to five. That's why, I don't know.
Like when everyone likes the same horse, everyone likes the same team, it usually doesn't work. But, Mike, everything to me is Seahawks. They have a great defense. They can move the ball. I mean, I respect New England. You talked about Vrabel. I think that's the one X factor that worries me a little bit, is betting against a coach like that in a big game.
And Josh McDaniels, those two
guys. I think Seattle's the better team. And to your point on the spread, Mike, and I pay a lot of attention to numbers and spreads, but up for now 3 days, the line hasn't moved. There's two casinos up here. I went to both of them, 4.5, 45.5. It just would not move. And I was talking with the guys who runs the book. He said, just doesn't move, which what that means, they made a good line. Obviously, those guys make pretty good lines, but usually you get five, or it goes down to four. It's just stuck on those numbers. So I bet the Seahawks last night, and I'm going to take a little trip up there right now and bet a few more bucks just to get some action, right? But it should be a good game. I think so. To me, though, I think Seattle's superior. I could see Seattle winning by 10, 14 points, maybe a 30-17, I just think they're a better team.
Okay, well, we'll see about it. Is there a horse we can bet on today at Santa Anita, Kurt? I know you're on vacation.
No, I'm on vacation, Mike, but there's a horse I've been waiting to bet back, and I was hoping to get a bit better price, but I think I'll get all the price on him because it's a good race. The fifth race, very competitive race on the turf, starter allowance race with a really good field. I've been waiting for Del Mar Jerry to run back for Steve Miotti. He's had two rough trips. He hopped at the start back on January 8th, lost all chance. Last time he checked sharply just a few strides out of the gate, kind of regrouped and ran on to finish a good second. He's won going long on the turf. He's won at Sanita. He gets Kazushi Tamura, which is a big plus. He's 5-2 on the line, Mike, but I think we'll get all of that because it's a really, really competitive race, maybe even drift up a little bit. So number 9, Del Mar Jerry in the fifth race. Hope he gets a good trip up on the lead.
And you know, Miotti, if he's listening, he's spitting nails. Can't you guys keep anything to yourselves?
Right?
He's so good, man. I love the fact it's first time Kimura. Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for your time, and I know you'll be back at Santa Anita here in a few days, huh?
Yeah, and Mike, I had to laugh when Billy Kilmer, something he said that hit me, talking about Sonny Jurgensen. Anytime you meet someone and the first thing he says is, where can you get a beer, you know you're going to be friends, right?
Oh.
You're going to be okay down the road together when somebody says, hey, you know where you can get a beer? That's always a good sign for me.
Well, without knowing with Sonny, but I would say in Billy's case, he's probably about a 1,500 units shy of that degree at UCLA because he spent most of his time work-study at Santa Anita and Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I would say combined, those guys both have advanced degrees on knowing where to kick back and maybe have a soda. Yeah.
Yeah, where the local establishment's going to lay low and watch a ball game.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for your time. Good luck today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Really enjoyed it, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Kurt Hoover on behalf of FanDuel TV. And now we stay at Santa Anita and say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, sorry we're running late. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. First of all, I know you had thoughts going into the 3-year-old prep yesterday, the Robert B. Lewis, But now, the morning after, your thoughts?
Plutarch will run as far as they cart him. He still doesn't quite know what he's doing. He might be, you know, a mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter. He can go that far easily. But how fast is another question. I thought the impressive force was Tim Yakin's horse, Secured Freedom. He had him in the four path, and he was trailing in a very bunch field all the way. When he made a move on the turn, everybody else did too, and he was in the back. And he still kept on, and he ran a non-threatening third. But he galloped out past the winners by the time they got to the clubhouse turn. I thought it was
for a horse
going. Everybody else had experience going long. He was trying two turns for the first time. He was way behind the curve in that respect. So I think there's some upside, and I think there's, to me, in my mind, there's no doubt he can get a mile and a 16th, mile and an eighth. And we'll see going forward if he moves forward. These three-year-olds can get good. So,
Andy, kind of an oddly run race, and you mentioned Bunch. Brian Beach said the same thing. That's what Kazushi Kimura said. It was just one of those kind of races. I think with maybe a little bigger field, if they string out a little bit, a horse like Secured Freedom get a chance to really get into stride and then pick him up that final 3/16 of a mile. All right, we're just about out of time, Andy. You got a best bet here on the Super Bowl card at Santa Anita.
Claiming 20,000. The longest shot in the six-horse field in the sixth race is a Gary Mandela horse called Sassafran, who was eased last time but walked off and has come back with two nice drills. I think he's got a little free bingo square to drop him in for 20 in here. The horse has run some incredible races in Calbred maiden allowance races. So we get 6-1 in the six-horse field, and it's, like I said, the longest shot on the board. Mirko DeMiro, who has worked the horse since the race, takes the mount back. I'm heartened to see that. So I'll take a shot on Sassafran in the sixth race, number five, from the Gary Mandela.
6-1, race six. For the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, he didn't say this, but I'll say it, go to nationalturf.com. Andy Harrington, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it very much. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel, quite simply, is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Hot handicapper Bruce Finkelstein next up, followed by Bob Mazursky. Then we go to South Florida with Toby Khaled. Take two in a frigid New York with Jonathan Hardoon. Stay with us. Gotta do what
you can just to keep your love alive. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered.
Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, Hour 2, Thurbin, Los Angeles. Hey folks, it's Super Bowl Sunday. A lot of people having parties right about now. Maybe you've been cleaning up. It's time to take a shower, okay? Because you got people coming over. The shower starts to back up. I got news for you. If the shower's backing up, Chris, you know this is true, the toilets are backing up. And it won't be long. Call this number at Western Rooter, and believe me, you'll avoid a whole bunch of trouble. 626-648-5499. 24/7, 7 days a week. There's never a good time for an issue, but head it off. Call my good friends at Western Rooter, commercial, residential. I know from multiple personal experiences, family owned for more than four decades by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see over 400 five-star reviews. Commercial, residential, they're on time and under budget. If you need them, call them, 626-648-5499. Western Rooter, the best in the West. One of the best in the West joins us right now, Bruce Finkelstein. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you feeling?
Good. I know you don't have dirty hands and cable gear and everything else. You're a handicapper. On behalf of the listeners, thank you, buddy. A nice win last week. Every day Saturday, came back $7.80. Really appreciate it. You're off to a heck of a start this year.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. The white tornado won for us with Kimura aboard. That was a nice win.
Right. That kind of looked like Vigors. Now, before we get a pick, apparently you got together with Ray Pollock up there,
yep.
Up near Summerlin, was it?
Yeah, at the Red Rock Casino, one of the nicer establishments in town out near me. We had a really good time. Had a great conversation. Ray's a class act. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys got together. Now, look, before we talk football and maybe want to get your thoughts on the big game, you're out of town selection today. Are you going to Oakland?
I'm going to Gulfstream Park.
Okay.
Let's stay there. You know, Mike, this last race at Gulfstream Park is slated to go off at, actually, no, it's okay. It's 1:49 Pacific time. I got the times wrong here.
There you go.
Let's go to the last race. Straight Maidens going a mile on the turf. A combination I think we're a little bit acquainted with is Junior Alvarado and Billy Mott. They've done pretty good work together.
Yeah, Sovereignty.
Yeah, they've kept it up at 26% when they get together, I believe it is. But they've got a horse in here by the name of Credit History, the 9 horse. Now, he's ran in New York in his first 3 starts, all of them around one turn. He did okay in a couple of them. He stretched out, and I bet he really showed a dramatic improvement going a mile and a 16th on the grass. He made the lead. The horse that was laying second, no pressure, and him got into a match race, and they separated from the field. It kind of looks like Credit History gave it up, but if you watch the video, This guy dug in gamely in his best performance. He was well clear of the rest of the field and finishing second. The winner came in the last 16th of a mile in 5 4/5 seconds. So there was no beating the winner that day. I think Credit History gets a pretty soft trip here on the front end, shortening up to a mile and a 16th to a mile. I think he's, you know, conditions are favorable today. 10th race, the 9, Credit History, 6-1 on the morning line.
And post time for that, 4:49 Eastern, so that's well in front of the Super Bowl. Come on out to Santa Anita.
Let's go to kind of a low-level race. How about the 4th race, Mike? And I know a lot of handicappers aren't happy about some of these low-level races at times, but I think that might be a play here in the 4th on the 2 Malibu Rocks. I liked his comeback race. In mid-January, he'd been away 4 months, and I thought he really came to life. He won the race, but he did it the hard way. He took on the front speed, who was the favorite, kind of had a second win at the top of the lane, and re-kicked. I thought he was super game. The last race, draw a line through. He was overmatched on the grass. He didn't belong last time out. He's third off the layoff, back in on the dirt with Giovanni Franco aboard, who won on him 2 races ago. I think he could be right up close and be dangerous here. Race 4, let's go with the 2. Malibu Rocks, 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and first post 11, race 4, assigned post 149. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not Santa Anita. Sorry about that, Bruce. Before I get the post time on race 4 here.
12:31.
I'm sorry. Quickly, your Super Bowl prognostication.
Yeah, I'm going chalk here. I agree with Seattle giving the 4.5 points. And I kind of like the under. I think this is going to be a defensive struggle most of the way. I don't really trust either offense that much on a consistent basis. So I think going under 45.5 is the way to go. Kind of curious. The line stayed the way it is, but I think there's an explanation for it. Mike, 70% or more of the money on the line has been bet on Seattle. So you would say, well, why doesn't the line move?
Right.
I think it's because of the money line betting in this game.
Oh.
Seattle is minus 240 on the money line. I believe the other team is plus 200. That's obviously New England is plus 200. So you get 2-1 without just betting the money line. 60% of the money on the money line is being bet on New England in this game.
Really?
So I think you tell me, Mike. Is there a balancing of the books going on here?
I have no idea.
Isn't that curious that 60% of the money is on the underdog at 2-1?
Yeah.
In this game on the money line, maybe that has something to do with the way the lines haven't moved in this game.
Yeah, there's got to be an explanation. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much, man. Good luck today.
Take care.
All right, final stop this segment is Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's Own Morning Line and all the Southern California newspaper groups every racing day here in Southern California. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. You going to lay it or take it today?
Well, the thing I would play is the unders. I think it will be a defensive game more so than an offensive game. And the fact that everybody in the world loves Seattle, that makes me a little nervous because, as Kurt Hoover said, you know, usually that's a scary sign when everybody agrees. So I would play the unders and just not take a side.
Are you seeing 47.5 or 45.5? Where is it right about now? Do you know?
I think it's like 46.5, actually.
Okay, right in the middle.
Right in the middle there, yeah.
All right, 9 of them today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the last race of the day. I like number 7, Genius Jimmy. I thought he had kind of a rough trip last time. Juan Hernandez rides back for Mike McCarthy, and they're stretching to a distance I think suits him well. So number 7 in race 9, Genius Jimmy.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
All right, we'll hit our final break, and we'll do it quickly and come back running with Toby Cowlett in South Florida, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon. This is Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, there's no live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos this weekend. But we'll be back before you know it with a racing program that you'll surely love on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. The upcoming Winter Derby will showcase many of the West Coast's top sophomores, led by fastest qualifier and multiple Grade 1 finalist Duda Cartel. And on Valentine's Day, how appropriate would it be for SM, My Valentine, to win the Winter Derby? He's one of the top contenders for this race. plus SG Jacob J and seven other top sophomores will race in this Grade 1 Derby. And how about Night Racing's best bets? The Los Alamitos Pick 4s. Our most recent early Pick 4 had a season's best pool of nearly $200,000. And the late Pick 4 pool was close to $107,000. Live nighttime racing returns on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. Plus, we're open daily for simulcast racing. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Your eyes, girl, look inside, girl, let the sound take you away.
And welcome back. Final segment on a Super Bowl Sunday. I want to dedicate this segment to Miss Georgia 2046, Bennett Elizabeth Cook, joined the Super Bowl party early this morning in Albany, Georgia. I want to congratulate my nephew, J.D. Cook, and his wife, Caroline, my sister, Lynn, a proud grandmother, along with her husband, Peyton Cook. Anyway, just great news for the family. Bennett Elizabeth Cook, Miss Georgia 2046, joins the Super Bowl party early this morning in Albany, Georgia. Right now, let's get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callan. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I know you don't get involved with sports betting, so let's just go to brass tacks. Who is it today at Gulfstream?
Okay, well, we've got legs A and C of the coast-to-coast, pick five. Race six today at Gulfstream is leg A. Take out the two and the eight, and in here I like the 10. That's Ice Chocolat coming off a little bit of a freshening. Mark Cassie, Irad Ortiz, 10-7-9-4 to slam that door. And then in the eighth race, leg C, take out the 3-6-9-11. I'm going to go with the one sharp note over the 2-5-7, be just like heaven. There you go, Mike.
Okay, and again, the race number and so on.
Race 6, 10-7-9-4.
There you go.
Race 8. 1-2-5-7.
And race 6, assigned post time, 2:49 Eastern. Hey, Toby Callan, have a great day. I don't know if you're playing golf or not, but if so, try and catch some of that action from Phoenix. I'm just wondering if Scotty Scheffler, I think he's down like 6 or 7 strokes coming into today. Who knows? He's so good, he could mount a charge.
This is a racing day. Golf Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But thank you for the sentiment.
All right, thanks so much, Toby Callett. And now take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. He's on Long Island. John, again, no racing today at Aqueduct due to just some unbelievably cold temperatures. So come on out to Santa Anita. The water's fine. 9 races. We get underway at 11 a.m.
You don't want my Super Bowl opinion? Okay, no problem.
No, I was going to go to it after your selection, but what do you think?
I think the lines are trapped. I think they're begging everyone to bet Seattle. So therefore, I'm betting New England. Whoever you talk to, love Seattle, Seattle, Seattle.
I know.
The line goes down. It doesn't make sense. They don't make mistakes.
They don't, and I keep thinking it's got to move. I don't know if you heard Brian Beach or not. He said he saw it did move early today to 5, and then he said a whole bunch of money came again on Seattle, right back to 4.5.
Yeah, so something's wrong. I mean, these guys don't make mistakes, and when it looks too easy, it isn't. And if you watch the games, their last games, I mean, and Seattle just looked like they were going to be 10-point favorites, and it didn't come out. So that's just my opinion, and I know little about sports, and I certainly don't like betting 4-5 shots and waiting 3 hours for results.
But
that's what it is, though.
If you were to lay a few dollars down, you'll go ahead and take the 4.5.
Yeah, I did already. I bet $50, so there you go.
Well, as Rasa Bill would say, what you want, a medal or a chest to pin it on. I'm kidding.
That's all right.
All right,
just some interest to watch the game.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed what Kilmer had to say along with Kurt, the master of leisure.
I loved Billy Kilmer. When I was a kid, Mike, I loved him, and I loved him with the Redskins with Sonny Jurgensen. It just brought back so many memories, and I remember that Super Bowl when they lost 14-7, and Garo, your premier, the kicker, whatever, for the Dolphins tried to make that pass. You remember?
Okay. And, you know, Billy, he did not have his best game. He threw 3 INTs, but one of them, he had Jerry Smith, ended up being a Hall of Fame tight end, open deep in the end zone, and the ball hit the crossbar. The powers that be got together, and they decided, why do we still have this goalpost on the goal line? And that offseason, they moved it back. So, whatever, you know.
And you talk about Hall of Fame. We're talking about baseball Hall of Fame, how we're disappointed. Well, they didn't elect Bill Belichick into the Hall of Fame. That's the end of the NFL Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned.
I'll just say this. What Jimmy Johnson had to say is just what's on everybody's mind. You've got to be kidding me. You just got to be kidding me. Is this merit-based or – around the rosy. What is it? It's ridiculous. You know. So anyway, right, John, let's get to it.
All right, let's look at the 7th race today, Mike. The clock is corner, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Sorrento Sky, a 5-year-old from the Phil D'Amato barn, Kazuchi Kimura reunited, and he's really riding super now. 9-2 on the morning line. I think the horse works out a good trip in here. I like number 5, Sorrento Sky, to win this year's Clocker's Corner.
Okay, terrific. Again, 9-2 on the morning line. The Clocker's Corner at 6 furlongs out of the turf chute. JONHARDOON.com. What's there and how much, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
Great. Hey, you know, another thing about Jurgensen, I mentioned that he could be a little irascible, and him and George Allen weren't on the same page. George Allen was, you minimize mistakes, you play conservatively. His deal was defense wins championships. They had a heck of a run, but, you know, Sonny was a guy that wanted to put points up on the board. That documentary I referenced, it's at YouTube, Did You Ever Really See Sonny Jurgensen Play? He talked about a time Billy got hurt. Sonny comes in. They got the ball inside the opponent's 20, so it's the red zone, and Allen tells him, just go ahead and run a draw, and then we'll kick a field goal. That was George's deal. You know, put points on the board.
Right.
So he said, you know, I figured the heck with him. He went play action and touchdown. I don't know if it was to Jefferson or Charlie Taylor, but he said he got back to the sideline and Allen was not happy, even though they scored a touchdown. What happened? He said, well, you know, I got up to the line of scrimmage and I was going to run the draw, but they was all yelling, look out for the pass, look out for the pass. So I audibled. They said, look out for the draw, look out for the draw.
Right.
I audibled to the pass. Well, George didn't buy it, so Billy bought a little more playing time there, you know. But One of those things. Anyway, hey, John, thanks so much, man, for your friendship and your contributions week in, week out. This is a big day in this country, and just hope everybody enjoys it and we stay safe.
Amen. Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, you as well. Folks, my thanks to Chris Monreal inside here, and we'll be back with you next week. Again, early first post time, 11 a.m. For everybody involved, we thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks most of all to our sponsors, without whom we would not be on air. Thank you so much. See you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.